Shorts to the left. Hoyer flips the ball to Shorts, running to the right side. Shorts to the goal line. Shorts, he's in. Touchdown, Houston.
That was the easiest touchdown pass of Brian Hoyer's career. He said it. A few of his teammates said it. I think Bill O'Brien said it. But welcome back to Texans Extra Points. Drew Doherty, Danny Clark, Brian T. Smith. That was just one example over the last couple weeks of offensive creativity that we hadn't seen as much of in the first, early part of the season, first 10 weeks or so. Now, part of that 2 weeks ago was out of necessity because you had T.J. Yates, and he was limited in his knowledge of the offense and the way he could execute it. But now you have Brian Hoyer back. How exciting as a player is it when the offense gets to do stuff like that, the double passes, the end arounds, all that?
Yeah, it's so funny. Just like I said on defense, it was built in the trenches. I think this offense is the same way. I think that they're blocking well up front, and it allows them to be creative, as far as scheme goes. And I think about this. When you're preparing as a defense against an offense that runs the Wildcat, you have to run at least 20, 30 plays in that practice, which limits you from doing what you do best. So they're doing a good job of keeping their future opponents on their heels. I think they're doing a great job with that.
Yeah, and this creativity kind of harkens back to what we saw last year when Keenum started those final two games like you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, exactly. You know, by necessity last year, they had to get creative, and they were a very conservative offense initially. Ryan Fitzpatrick, it was all game managed, and with Brian Hoyer initially, that's all we heard. Game manage, don't throw the game away. Credit to George Gotze. You know, it's easy to rip these guys when they're 2-5 and it's going bad, but as much as Bill O'Brien or Romeo Crennel deserve credit, George Gotze deserves a lot of credit. He's calling the plays with Bill O'Brien. He's being creative. He's opened this thing up, and I love the fact that they didn't close it back once T.J. Yates was gone. They continued to run the Wildcat. They had the shuffle pass. They had the reverse. They really used Cecil Shorts well out of the backfield, so you continue to see this team embrace its creativity, and they're going to have to do that with teams like the Bills and the Patriots, and their schedule is not getting any easier, so they can't back down right now. They're going to continue to have to ramp it up.
Are we going to see Vince Wilfork in on offense at all?
Oh, man, I'm not sure about that one. I know that J.J. wants it, but I'm not sure about Vince.
I hear you. Well, you made a very good point, and I want to hear your thoughts on it, because the offensive line, those five guys left to right, have started and finished every single game the last three games. Now, Xavier Sofilo has been sort of the odd piece in that's really improving, doing things well. How much does offensive line continuity have to do with the success we've seen, not just offensively, before this team overall over the last month, Brian?
No, it's absolutely huge. This offensive line was a weak point when the season started. I mean, you have Ben Jones moving to center. You lost Chris Myers. As you just mentioned, Xavier Sofilo wasn't around. Derek Newton was having to move all over. Dwayne Brown, dealt with a concussion and had some injury issues. So this is an offensive line that finally is getting entrenched, and now they have continuity. Now they have chemistry, and they're doing all this without Arian Foster. So while the running game isn't a legitimate threat, they're getting enough out of that game with multiple backs, Jonathan Grimes, Alfred Blue, Akeem Hunt, Chris Polk. You're having four backs, but it's the line. So it's not like Brian Hoyer is torching people. It's not like they have incredible skill players at wide receiver outside of DeAndre Hopkins. It's the line, and it's just enough running, and that's protecting Brian Hoyer and setting this whole thing up.
Yeah, what's that meant for Hoyer, all the success line-wise and running backs-wise that we've seen?
Well, it's huge. I think that if you watch the tape with no sound and watch the line of scrimmage, that's something that we did as players, as coaches even. If you watch the push that offensive line is getting, it lets you know the mold and the temperament of your ball club. And I think that's what's happening with offense. They're moving the line of scrimmage back a yard or so, and then they're successful as far as the running and the passing game.
All right, I don't watch the games on TV because I'm there in the press box, but I'm going to do like this and
right,
just watch and see what's happening. That's a good recommendation.
Good,
I like that.
Absolutely.
Danny. I like that. All right, we'll be back with more in just a little bit. But first, John Harris updates us with the fantasy stuff.
Hey, everybody, it's FanDuel Formula time. Whether your fantasy football team is headed for the playoffs or you're just playing daily fantasy at FanDuel, I got three running backs to add to your roster. So let's start in New England with LeGarrette Blount. Yeah, the Patriots got beat by the Broncos, so I can pretty much guarantee with no wide receivers healthy, they're going to run the football. That means a lot of Blount, and at $6,900, that's pretty good value against the Eagles. The Eagles can't stop anybody. Let's hop to Kansas City, where Spencer Ware has taken over, a former LSU star, as the key guy in Kansas City. This guy's a pretty sneaky pickup, and at $6,500, relatively inexpensive, taking on Oakland this week. And the last one, a guy the Texans held in check, Chris Ivory. Look for him to explode. It's not really a road game. He's playing the Giants. So they're staying in the home stadium. I think Ivory could have a really big ball game. And at $7,100, pretty good value. There are three running backs to use for FanDuel or for your fantasy football playoffs. We'll be right back after this.